Chapter 18, Liberation from Ignorance and Suffering. And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshiping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul, suffering from material pangs, might take advantage and gain liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.35. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord asserts that he appears in every millennium to reestablish the way of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as is the fashion for certain ambitious persons. The factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and thus render service unto him in spontaneous love. A living being cannot help but render service because he is constitutionally made for that purpose. The only function of the living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great, and the living beings are subordinate to him. Therefore, the duty of the living being is just to serve him only. Unfortunately, the illusioned living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servants of the senses by material desire. This desire is called avidya, or nescience. Out of such desire, the living being makes different plans for material enjoyment centered around a perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating to different bodies on different planets under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Unless, therefore, one is beyond the boundary of this nescience, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of his causeless mercy, because he is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping, praying, cooperating, and surrendering unto him. Adoption of all the above-mentioned items, or any one of them, can help a conditioned soul get out of the tangle of nescience and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this very important verse, the words bhaveshmin mean in this material world. The word bhava also means grow, and it refers to that which has taken birth. In the material world, there are six kinds of changes. First, there is birth, then growth, and then that which has been born, has grown, stays for some time, produces some byproducts, and then dwindles and finally vanishes. These six changes are called sadvikara. The body, for example, takes birth at a certain date, and then it grows and stays for some time. From the body come so many byproducts in the form of sons and daughters, and then the body becomes old and weak, and finally, when it is very old, it dies. But when the body is finished, I am not finished. When the gross body comes to an end, I am still present within the subtle body of mind, intelligence, and false ego, and this subtle body carries me to another gross body. Although everyone has to accept the subtle body, the scientists and medical men cannot see it. I have a mind, and you have a mind, but I cannot see your mind, and you cannot see mine. I have intelligence, and you have intelligence, but you cannot see my intelligence, nor can I see yours, because they are very subtle. Similarly, the spirit soul is still more subtle. So, what will the materialistic scientists see of it? They cannot see the mind, intelligence, or false ego. What to speak of the soul? Therefore, they say, the body is everything, there is nothing more. Actually, however, that is not a fact. The fact is that the spirit soul is very, very small. The soul is 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. Suppose we were to take a hair and divide it into 100 parts. Could we do it? No, that is not possible. But if we could do it and then divide it again into another 100 parts, Each part would be the size of a spirit soul. Of course, this is not possible to understand by experimental knowledge, so how can it be learned? We must learn this from authority. Our knowledge is so imperfect that it cannot deal with such subtle affairs, and because rascals cannot deal with such things, they think that matter is the cause of life. Nonetheless, they have not been able to demonstrate that life comes from matter. Let them take chemicals in their laboratory and produce even a small insect with hands, legs, and eyes. Every night we see that many such small insects with legs and eyes with which they approach the light. From such small insects up to Brahma, there are 8,400,000 different forms of life, among which we are traveling from one body to body, leaving one body, entering another, as stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Tata Dehantara Prapti. Therefore, either we must reject Krishna's word or reject all the so-called scientific theories that life comes from matter. But we are pledged to Krishna consciousness, and therefore we cannot reject Krishna's words. We accept Krishna when he says that we have to travel from one body to another. Every living entity within this material world is under the influence of avidya, ignorance. God, Krishna, has many millions of potencies, and they have been summarized into three categories: the external potency, the internal potency, and the marginal potency. The marginal potency and the internal potency are the same spiritual quality, but the third potency, the external potency, is inferior. In this material world, everyone is in ignorance. Even Brahma was ignorant until he was given knowledge by Krishna. Therefore, no one should be proud of his knowledge. Everyone in this material world is a rascal. A particular living entity desires, if I can get the opportunity to obtain the post of Brahma, then I can create a big universe. End quote. Thus he receives the body of Brahma, and the small insect thinks, if I can create a small hole within this room, then I can live very peacefully and eat. End quote. Thus Brahma's desire to create a universe, we desire to create a skyscraper, and an ant desires to create a hole in a room. But the quality of the work is the same. We are all fools, however, because we do not know that because these things are material, they will not last. Because of ignorance, we think, this will be very nice, that will be very nice, kama karma be. We create some desire, kama, and then we work to accordingly. This results in so many difficulties, klishyanti. To become Brahma is not a very easy thing. Brahma is such a big post, and it is given to a very qualified living entity who is highly advanced in austerities and penance. But he is also a living entity like us. In America, there are many citizens, and President Ford is also a citizen, but by dint of his ardent labor and diplomacy, he captured the post. Still, he is an ordinary citizen. President Nixon, for example, has now been dragged down, is no longer president. This is because he was an ordinary citizen. Similarly, if we like, we can also become Brahma. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let me become an insect in a place where your devotee is present, because if I fall down in the dust of the feet of a devotee, my life will be successful. End quote. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I do not want to be a Brahma and not be a devotee of Krishna. Because we are in ignorance, Maya, at any time we may forget Krishna. Therefore, we must always engage in Krishna consciousness so that we shall not forget him. That is indicated by Kunti Devi by the words, Shravana Smaranardani, Smaranarhani. Shravana means hearing, and smarana means remembering, and arhana means worshipping the deity of Krishna. One should always engage oneself in hearing about, remembering, and worshiping Krishna. All the centers of the Krishna consciousness movement are opened only for this purpose, to facilitate chanting, dancing, and worshiping so that we will not forget Krishna. If we always think of Krishna, there is a chance that we shall remember Krishna at the end of life. Everything takes practice. For example, if one wants to dance on the stage, one has to perform many rehearsals to practice how to dance. Then, if one becomes an expert dancer, then when one dances on stage, one will receive acclaim. Ah, he's a very good dancer. But one cannot say, I shall go immediately to the stage and become a good dancer. That is not possible. One may say, no, I shall not attend the rehearsal. I shall just give me the stage and I shall perform. But the director will not allow this because one cannot become a good dancer without practice. The real purpose of life is to remember Krishna when one's life comes to an end. At the time of death, if one can remember Krishna, one's life is successful. In this material world, one must suffer from material miseries. But rascals do not care to understand this, for they are absorbed in ignorance. A smuggler may go on with his work, even though he knows that he will be arrested and punished. A thief may know that he will be arrested and punished for criminal acts, but he may even have been punished several times, but still he will commit the same crime again and again. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Why? Ignorance. He is so much absorbed in ignorance that he does not think, I am repeatedly stealing and repeatedly being arrested and sent to jail to be punished. Why am I doing this? The result is not good. A person who is too much sexually inclined may suffer many times from venereal disease and have to undergo treatment, but still he will go to a prostitute again. This is avidya sri sangha, illegitimate sex. But even legitimate sex involves so many difficulties. After sex, a woman becomes pregnant and has to suffer for 10 months, and at the time of delivery, there must be sometimes great danger, and the father, after the child is born, must take care of the child and work hard to provide for his education. Therefore, the Vedic literature says, after sex, legitimate or illegitimate, there are so many troubles. But one who is an ignorant rascal will not be satisfied. Instead, he will do the same things again and again. Puna punas charvita charvananam. This is called bhava rog, the disease of material existence. Yan maitunaiti grihamati sukami tucham. Kanduyena karyor iva dukha dukham. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45. In the Vedic civilization, therefore, small boys are trained to remain brahmachari, celibate, and not involve themselves in the troubles of sex. But if one is unable to remain brahmachari, he is allowed to marry. After being trained in the beginning as a brahmachari, he will not stay for many years in family life, but will very soon become vanaprast, retired, and then accept sannyas, the renounced order of life. In this material world, everyone is suffering, the birds, the beasts, the trees, the animals, the plants, and even Brahma and Indra. Indra is also not safe. He's always in anxiety about competitors who may come. Why is everyone in this material world always in anxiety? Avidya kama karma bi, because they are rascals. Therefore, Krishna stresses, you rascal, give up all your nonsense and just surrender unto me. End quote. This is Krishna's very good mercy. He is the Supreme Father. Therefore, he directly says, this is the most confidential knowledge. You rascal, give up everything and simply surrender unto me. End quote. Therefore, Kunti says, you have come to teach rascals like this and engage them in hearing, remembering, and worship. This is bhakti, shravanam kirtanam Vishnu. One should hear and chant about Vishnu, Krishna. But as soon as devotees begin to hear and chant about Vishnu, some rascal, Swami, will say, no, hearing or chanting any name will do. Why Vishnu? Why not Kali? In Bengal, there is a group of people who have invented Kali Kirtan, chanting the name of the demigoddess Kali. What is this nonsense? In the Vedic literature, there is no such thing as Kali Kirtan. Kirtan means Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, Krishna. The Vedic literatures recommend Harinam, chanting the holy names of Hari, Krishna, and no one else. This is Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, and was described very nicely by Shukadeva Goswami in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, before speaking in Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami offered his obeisances to Krishna with this verse. He said, I offer my obeisances unto him, for simply hearing of him is Subhadra, auspicious. End quote. The entire Bhagavatam is glorification of Krishna, and this is glorification by Shukadeva Goswami. He says that one can be perfectly purified if one either glorifies Krishna, meditates upon him, or simply sits before the deity of Krishna and sees him, thinking, how nicely dressed is Krishna, how nicely dressed is Radharani. If one has no ability to chant, or if one's mind is so disturbed that it cannot fix upon Krishna, one is given this chance. Here is the deity. Simply see him. If one is engaged in the service of the deity, there is a good chance of always seeing him 24 hours a day. While cleansing the floor of the temple, while dressing the deity, while bathing the deity, while offering him food, one will always see him. This is the process of devotional service. But people are such fallen rascals that they do not even go to see the deity. Oh, they think, what is this deity worship? This is idol worship. They may worship the statue of Gandhi or someone else, but when asked to come to see the worship of the deity, they will say, no, this is idol worship. I have seen in Calcutta, in Chaturanga Square, there is a statue of Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee. Throughout the years, the crows pass stool on his face, and the stool becomes caked on. So, on one day of a year, the ordinary sweepers cleanse the statue with their brush in the morning, and in the evening, some big men come and garland him with flowers. Then after that evening, they go away, and then the next morning, the crows come and pass stool on his face. So this kind of worship is accepted. Sweeping the face of Sri Ashutosh Mukherjee with the municipal brush. But if we install the deity of Krishna and worship him nicely, people say that this is idol worship. So people are embarrassed by being entangled in avidya, ignorance, and the method by which to educate them and rescue them from the clutches of this ignorance is devotional service, as explained by Shukadeva Goswami. One may chant the name of Krishna or meditate upon Krishna, or if one cannot meditate, one may simply sit down and see Krishna. Even a child can see. Here's Krishna. Here's Radharani. Even a small child or even an animal can do this and benefit. Or if one is more intelligent, one may offer prayers, and if one is expert and has been trained by a spiritual master, one may perform appropriate worship. Christians and Muslims are also Vaishnava devotees because they offer prayers to the Lord. O God, they say, give us our daily bread. Those who offer this prayer may not know very much and may be at the lower stage, but this is a beginning because they have approached God. Going to a church or mosque is also pious. Therefore, those who begin in this way will one day become pure Vaishnavas. But the atheistic propaganda that one should not go to a church, temple, or mosque is very dangerous to human society. One may not be very advanced, but one should at least try to do something to understand God. A child is sent to school, although he may simply learn ABCD. If he's interested, he may one day become a very great good scholar. Similarly, one day a pious man may become a pure devotee. Why should one give up religion altogether and become completely secular and simply open a factory with which to manufacture nuts and bolts and work very hard and drink and eat meat? What kind of civilization is that? It is because of this so-called civilization that people are suffering. It is by ignorance that people think that by opening factories they will be happy. Why should they open factories? There is no need. There is so much land, and one can produce so much food grain and eat sumptuously without any factory. Milk is also available without a factory. Factory cannot produce milk or grains. The present scarcity of food in the world is due largely to such factories. When everyone is working in the city to produce nuts and bolts, who will produce food grains? Simple living and high thinking is the solution to economic problems. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is engaging devotees in producing their own food and living self-sufficiently so that rascals can see how one can live very peacefully, eat the food grains one has grown oneself, drink milk, and chant Hare Krishna. The process of Krishna consciousness should be very vigorously propagated all over the world. Simply by seeing the deity, or simply by joining in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, people will derive tremendous benefit. If one performs kirtan chanting, one will be able to think of Krishna. One may think, I danced for 2 hours and chanted Hare Krishna. What is the meaning of this? This is smarana, thinking of Krishna. One may even think, I foolishly chanted Krishna, Krishna for 2 hours. But this is also smarana. Because the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading, people are purchasing our books about Krishna. Because they are curious, they say, what is this Krishna? Let me see this book. Then they will immediately see a picture of Radha Krishna. If they open the book, they will see more. In the book, there are many prayers glorifying Krishna. Some will hear about Krishna, others will read, and if they are fortunate enough, they will become Krishna conscious and engage in the worship of the deity. These methods of devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, and so on, are so perfect that as soon as one takes to them, either all of them, some of them, or even one of them, one becomes purified. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami prays, I offer my worship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for simply by remembering him, simply by glorifying him, or simply by seeing him, so many benefits follow. End quote. Shukadev Goswami is one of the 12 important spiritual authorities, and these are the authorities we must follow. Mahajano Yenagatasa Panta. He affirms that by performing these methods of devotional service, one will be cleansed of material contamination. When? Sadhya, immediately, without waiting. That is the great benefit of the Krishna consciousness movement.